Superstar Country 102.5 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 92. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows around 70. Daytime highs approaching 93 tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 94 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 92 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 82 degrees.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The 2026 primary election next Tuesday, and many of you have already started casting your ballots. The Kansas Secretary of State's office says more than 46,000 people have already voted in person, and 14,000 mail-in ballots have been returned. The Salina City Commission votes to privatize its animal shelter. It comes after a failed state inspection and animal cruelty charges against two former managers. Southeast Kansas deputies arrest a former Kansas police officer accused of recording a minor in a bathroom. Labette County deputies arrested Tyler White early Saturday on suspicion of breach of privacy and official misconduct. Parsons police confirmed on Monday White was an officer with the department who has since been fired. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are reminding Kansans to use caution around lakes after issuing a blue-green algae advisory. Kerwin Lake in Phillips County is currently under a watch status, meaning a harmful algae bloom is possible or may already be present. Officials recommend avoiding areas where algae is visible.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
After nearly 50 years in its current home, the Hays Police Department is preparing to move into a new law enforcement center this fall. Police Chief Don Scheibler said the department moved into its current building with the Ellis County Sheriff's Office in 1976 when it had just 29 employees. Today, both agencies have more than doubled in size, making space increasingly limited despite several remodels over the years. The Sheriff's Office, Jail, and Dispatch Center will remain in the current facility while the police department moves into the renovated building. Scheibler said the new facility is designed to improve efficiency rather than add luxury. Officers will have dedicated workspaces along with conference rooms, a roll call room, a major case room, a courtroom, expanded evidence storage, and armory and private rooms for remote court testimony. The building will also feature upgraded technology, including a police-owned security camera system and three dedicated interview rooms with modern recording equipment, replacing the department's single multipurpose interview room. The new law enforcement center includes more than 20,000 square feet of space. Construction is expected to wrap up in late September or early October, with the department planning to complete the move by early November. Scheibler said renovating the building allowed the city to stay on budget while providing a modern facility that will meet the community's public safety needs for years to come. Three Topeka residents have been sentenced to federal prison for their roles in an armed robbery at a cash advance business that was planned with help from one of the company's own employees. Federal prosecutors said 35-year-old Aaron Elizabeth Fish helped orchestrate the October 2023 robbery by providing information about the business layout, security, and arranging for extra cash to be on hand. Authorities said 50-year-old Mejia Jawan Patillo held an employee at what appeared to be gunpoint, forced the victim to disable the alarm, and stole cash from the safe. 34-year-old Caitlin Nicole North later helped hide the stolen money and the getaway vehicle. Patillo was sentenced to 140 months in prison. Fish received 78 months, and North was sentenced to 18 months. U.S. Attorney Ryan Kriegshauer said the robbery was deliberately planned to terrorize an innocent employee, adding that federal prosecutors will use every available legal tool to hold violent offenders accountable. The case was investigated by the FBI and the Topeka Police Department. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Farm production costs were mixed last year, but not in 2026. Looking back a year,
farm production expenditures are estimated at $490 billion for 2025, which was up from the previous year by about 2%, right around 1.9% for total production expenses.
With the largest increase as expected in livestock and poultry, according to USDA Chief Economist Justin Benavides, the latest farm expenditure report shows crop farm spending dropped more than 6.5%.
Total crop inputs, so we think about chemicals, fertilizers, and seeds, were about $70.6 billion, which generally accounts for about a third of total crop farm expenditures. And they, in some cases, were flat, and in some places went up. It was a bit of a mixed bag.
Fast forward to this year, as farm input costs soar. Fertilizer is up year over year by 5% for ammonia and up to 37% for DAP. Since 2020, fuel and oil are up 32%, seeds 18%, labor 24%, and borrowing cost 71%. The Iran war, Chinese fertilizer export restrictions, and sanctions on Russian exports have all hiked U.S. farming cost. USDA's Economic Research Service projects the total per acre production cost for some principal row crops will rise in 2026, pressuring margins unless crop prices improve. Yes, that was moisture that fell in some parts of the state of Kansas this morning. Will we have more chances of that through this warm/hot weather that we have seen? We'll get the latest 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day weather outlook coming up here this afternoon to see whether or not we have more chances for moisture. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
A Farm Bureau study shows the economic situation in rural America is getting worse.
On the row crop side, we're seeing a loss of $31 billion for crop year 26, going down to $32 billion in 2027. So again, seeing those worsening losses across the country.
Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says there are several reasons the challenges are increasing.
The first is farmers are price takers, not price makers. So whatever the market price is, they have to take. When input costs are low, which is our second issue, that works out pretty well for them. However, we've seen skyrocketing input costs that have really made it hard for the balance sheet to align.
For more information, visit the Farm Bureau Intel page at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. As a series of upper-level disturbances will work from west to east across the region over the next few days, on-and-off chances for showers and storms will continue. For this afternoon, a lingering chance for some scattered showers and thundershowers, mainly into eastern portions of Kansas, will largely dry things out for much of central and western portions of the state. But as another upper-level disturbance works in from the west for tonight, a chance for some showers and storms this evening back into western Kansas and then spreading eastward as we head into Wednesday morning. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, skies turn mostly sunny. We'll have high temperatures reaching up into the lower to middle 90s. We'll have our winds turning to the east at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas, for this afternoon, gradually clearing skies, high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 90s. We'll have our winds out of the east at 5 to 15. For northeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, still a lingering chance for some scattered showers, possibly an isolated thundershower, high temperatures in the upper 80s to lower 90s. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a lingering slight chance for a shower or storm. High temperatures still on the hotter side, ranging from the mid to upper 90s, close to 100 down near the Oklahoma border. And we'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Hot, likewise into south-central Kansas for this afternoon. High temperatures from 100 to 105 degrees, with our winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 10. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures climbing up to 100 to 105 degrees, east to northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs. Complete it with face flaps. And Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Country's greatest hits. Superstar Country. 102.5 and 1530 AM.